the light of authenticity and pursuit of excellence. Authenticity and pursuit of excellence are the finest method for resisting the overwhelming power of cultural indoctrination. It is easy to trick ourselves that we know enough, that we will do enough. But to test ourselves, we only need to see if we can write a meaningful book. There is other trickery at play, one that is related to the level of our knowledge and the content of the culture we grew up in. This is a more formidable problem, thus the thinking tools are more complex. Authenticity exposes weakness and lessons, and the culture of pursuits of excellence sets us on an adventure of a lifetime. The problem of not knowing enough. We tend to make decisions that result in not what we wanted. Our intent suffers from not enough experience, knowledge, and information. A good abstract example of that is navigating dark woods. Without a map, we may be headed in the wrong direction. With a map, we may turn around and begin moving in the opposite one. The more we know, the better we navigate. A powerful intermediate solution to this problem is non-fiction audiobooks, memoirs, and biographies about growing up and learning. The problem of content of culture, more specifically, cultural indoctrination, it is in observations of the surrounding world and hopes of living a meaningful existence in harmony with it. If we are taught a falsehood about the world, we will make decisions of our own free will that will be wrong. A good example of that is the propaganda of warring tribes or nations, teaching their children that the other is evil. It is very difficult to catch ourselves as being under control of cultural falsehood. We tend to accept the culture we are born into as a source of absolute truth. Let me give you an example that your mind will actively work to reject, paragraph by paragraph. When we went to school, we were convinced it would teach us knowledge, even though nearly every month there was more and more evidence to the contrary. No matter what, we still believed. We saw unfair grading, bullies and violence, hate, racism and indifference. We saw that everyone was cheating by cramming, and the teachers loved it. We saw many kids get into drugs and alcohol. Some of us even foresaw that some of the staff were predators looking for prey. We accepted grades, and we accepted it as a measure of our intelligence. We accepted grades knowing about cheating by cramming and knowing about unfair grading. We still thought of ourselves as B or C or D level humans. In the end, we saw that everything we gained by working on our own. And finally noticed that a diploma didn't even guarantee a well-paying job. Late on in life, many of us noticed that many schools are not a source of knowledge, but a source of regret, a force of erosion. Many of us became so confused that we immediately assumed we were wrong and never said a single bad thing about schools. The tragedy of organized education is a good example of the overwhelming power of cultural indoctrination. Let us take a look at authenticity and pursuits of excellence with a bit more detail, as those two combine to help with both the problem of knowing enough and the problem of cultural indoctrination. Authenticity. Accept authenticity the way you accept dignity and goodness and class. That's how you become more sensitive to inconsistencies that are surrounding you. Next time you ask yourself, am I classy? Am I a good person? Am I a dignified person? Also ask, am I an authentic person that lives an authentic existence? Dignity and goodness and class are things we strengthen in our soul and heart as we grow. Now add authenticity to help you see a little bit better. Oftentimes, when our intent is noble but results end up wrong, it means that we were purposefully misled. With authenticity in our heart, we get an extra moment to ourselves. In context of education, if a teacher is forcing you to cram for tests so you get good grades, you are more likely to walk out and talk to the dean or principal. No longer will you feel compelled to cram because it will feel inauthentic. After all, faking test results by means of cramming or temporary memorization is not what you intended when signing up for school. It is something you were pressured into in order to graduate. Authenticity presents many more challenges in life than just going along with everyone else. Because one of the strong points of moving along with the surrounding culture is that it is easier to move with the flow and play by the rules. However, the price we pay for ease and inauthenticity is that we don't really learn anything, we just pretend to. Pursuits of excellence are by definition difficult and challenging. However, the result is real knowledge and a real functional education. You start with audiobooks, video lectures, survey courses, and learn with whatever means are at your disposal. This is more challenging than cramming for tests, but it is not difficult because you are working with material you love, with knowledge that touches you and moves you. The reward for standing in relentless pursuit of excellence and authentic achievement is the complete knowledge of the subject you love. If that takes you to a science, medical, technology, or engineering school, or a startup accelerator, or your own company from zero, then you are faced with a much smaller challenge. There is no more cramming or pretending, as you are now filled with authentic knowledge from across thousands of books and lectures. Knowledge that connected in a sequence that served you best, and at a pace that helped you retain most. Authenticity and pursuits of excellence put us on a path to becoming wiser beings. They will help you see in a world that is obscured by indoctrination or one that lacks real education.